Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Wednesday, 10 December 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. Zimbabwe commemorates Human Rights Day amid rising abuses. Zimbabwean men arrested in South Africa with 582 passports and 147,000 rand cash. ZANU-PF's anti-presidential criticism group threatens more arrests. And now for the news in detail. Zimbabwe today observes Human Rights Day under the theme Human Rights, Our Everyday Essential. Senator Wongai Tome has marked the occasion by calling for protection of dignity, safety, and respect for all citizens. She emphasized that human rights are not privileges, but the birthright of every individual and the foundation of national progress. Let's listen as she speaks.
Citizens, today is Human Rights Day. Human Rights Day is a powerful reminder that every human being, regardless of gender, age, belief, or background, deserves dignity, safety, and respect. Human rights are not privileges for the few. They are the birthright of all. They are a foundation of justice, peace, and progress. When we protect human rights, we protect the soul of the nation. Let us continue to respect human rights. Today, we stand with every person whose rights have been ignored, whose freedoms have been restricted, whose dignity has been undermined. We reaffirm our commitment to fairness, equality, and rule of law as the citizens' welfare team who believe in the able leadership of Advocate Nelson Chamisa. A stronger country is where people are free to speak, free to associate, freedom of assembly, free to dream, and free to live without fear. Let us build that country together. Yes, we can do that. It's never too late. I thank you.
However, the observance comes amid a sobering report of human rights abuses from the Zimbabwe Peace Project. The group documented 1,235 human rights violations affecting nearly 45,000 people this year. These include intimidation, abductions, torture, and enforced disappearances. The ZPP also highlighted poor prison conditions and called for greater accountability to uphold dignity and justice in Zimbabwe. A 43-year-old Zimbabwean man has been arrested in Mpumalanga after South African police found 582 passports and more than 140,000 rand in cash hidden in a vehicle he was driving. Police say the Baki was intercepted.